the quadrupole in the local Hubble parameter. First constraints using type IA supernova data and forecasts for future surveys, by Sahail Dhawan et al. The cosmological principle asserts that the universe looks spatially homogeneous and isotropic on sufficiently large scales. Given the fundamental implications of the cosmological principle, it is important to empirically test its validity on various scales. In this paper, we use the type IA supernova, SNIA, magnitude redshift relation, from both the Pantheon and JLA compilations, to constrain theoretically motivated anisotropies in the Hubble flow. In particular, we constrain the quadrupole moment in the effective Hubble parameter and the dipole moment in the effective deceleration parameter. We find no significant quadrupole term regardless of the redshift frame we use. Our results are consistent with the theoretical expectation of a quadrupole moment of a few percent at scales of approximately 100 H1 MPC. We place an upper limit of approximately 10% quadrupole amplitude relative to the monopole, H0, at these scales. We find that we can detect an approximately 7% quadrupole moment at the 5 sigma level, for a forecast low Z sample of 1055 SNEIA. We find an exponentially decaying dipole moment of the deceleration parameter varies in significance depending on the redshift frame we use. In the heliocentric frame, as expected, it is detected at approximately 3 sigma significance. In the rest frame of the cosmic microwave background, CMB, we find a marginal approximately 2 sigma dipole, however, after applying peculiar velocity corrections, the dipole is insignificant. Finally, we find the best fit frame of rest relative to the supernovae to differ from that of the CMB. This was the quadrupole in the local Hubble parameter. First constraints using type IA supernova data and forecasts for future surveys, by Sahail Dhawan et al.